Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day 24. Day 24. Just 16 more days left in our time of prayer and fasting together. It's moving quickly, amen. And this is April 1st, but this is no April Fool. This is our time of coming together and witnessing to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that you all are blessed. Thank you for joining us live, and thank you to those who will be listening later. We pray God's abundant blessings upon all of you. Well, beloved, I'm going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. And I want to look at the very last verse, verse 34. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 34. And I want to read it from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Word of God, the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about stop looking for trouble. Stop looking for trouble. Beloved, trouble is like a bloodhound. Trouble will pick up your scent of fear and worry and immediately get on your trail to try and track you down, because that's what trouble does. But the key to avoiding trouble is not to give off the scent of fear, worry, anxiety, stress. All of these leads trouble right to your door. But beloved, there are so many saints, I just don't understand it, that actually go and look for trouble. Why do we look for trouble? If we know where we're going, and we know what has been said, and we know how we should act, why go looking for trouble? We need to stop looking for trouble altogether. So the relevant question this morning is, beloved, how or why should you stop looking for trouble? Why should we stop looking for trouble? There are three things in this text that I think will help us to understand that. Number one, you should stop looking for trouble because Bible lets us know worrying about the future leads to trouble in our lives. Worrying about the future leads to trouble in our lives. Look at the A clause of it. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Let's see. Worrying about the future is what leads trouble to your door. Verse 27 lets us know this. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? The reality is, beloved, the future is in the hands of God. So we should therefore leave it there. Stop trying to borrow trouble, look for trouble, trying to do all of these things ahead of schedule. Verse 30 also says that if that is how God clothes the grass of the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? The reality is, beloved, how much more will God clothe us? We have to have faith over fear. Faith over fear stops us from looking for trouble in our future. When you have faith, you put your hands in the Father. in the Father's hands, and the Father will lead you, guide you, and direct you. Stop looking for trouble. It can't add anything to your life. Worry, in fact, takes away from us. So, beloved, worrying about the future only leads you to trouble. Second thing I want to show you, beloved, is in the future, trouble may or may not find you. In the future, trouble may or may not find you. Look at the B clause of verse 34. The B clause of verse 34 says, "For tomorrow will worry about itself." See, beloved, verse 34 is in connection with verse 32. Verse 32 says, "Your heavenly Father already knows what you have need of. And because we have the Father, it doesn't matter if trouble finds us or not. God has a way," hallelujah, "for us to deal with whatever we face. And we won't face it alone. So why am I looking for trouble when trouble may or may not happen? Why am I looking for trouble when this may happen or this may not happen? Don't spend your time spinning your wheels in the place of conjecture, trying to wonder what might happen, what may happen, what could happen. Just live for today and thank God for what God continues to give us." Love, it is important to understand that the Father has it all in control. And if there's anything that should give you solace and peace in the midst of all you're experiencing, it's the fact that Jesus Christ knows everything we need. So stop worrying. Get rid of the anxiety. Get rid of the stress. It does you no good. But here's the final thing I want to give you, beloved. Not only is it important to worry, to understand that worrying about the future only leads to trouble, not only is it important to understand that in the future, trouble may or may not find you, but here's the last thing, beloved. Last thing I want to show you is there's a possibility that God will give you favor in the midst of what you're going through. God will give you favor in the midst of what you're going through. Look at the C clause of verse 34. It says, "Each day has enough trouble of its own." There's a possibility that sometime during the day or one day, you will have to face some form of trouble. But here's what you do. Here's the blessing and the favor. It's right here in verse 33. "If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Therefore, beloved, if you have or have to face trouble because you sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it doesn't matter what you face during the day or in the future or in whatever may come. You can face it because you first have the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says, "And everything else will be added unto you." Hallelujah. So if you have to face trouble, always seek first God's kingdom resources. Righteousness is what you will need in times of trouble. Remain righteous in the face of God. Stop looking for trouble. Because if trouble comes looking for me, because I sought the Lord first and his righteousness, we will be able to face whatever comes our way. You can say to yourself, "I got this." That's why every day is a day of thanksgiving. So when you say, "I've got something for trouble," what you're saying is that God will give me double of what I need for the troubles that I face. And is there a witness on the other side of the phone line that can testify, "I got double for my troubles"? That's what happened with Job. Job experienced a myriad of things, all because God wanted to show forth that his hand was on him. And while Satan tried to attack on every side, in the end, chapter 42 of the book of Job tells us that he got double for his trouble. Stop looking for trouble. But if trouble comes, know that you can face it with faith. Know that the Father will guide you and give you everything you need. And know that God's favor rests over your life. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for this opportunity to gather together on this phone line. And I don't know who needed to hear this word on April 1st, but Lord, someone needs to stop looking for trouble. Stop borrowing trouble. Stop being worried about what you can't control. Stop having anxiety about things that are out of your hands. Stop having stress over things that are beyond our control. All these things lead trouble right to our door. But as saints of God, Lord, we're going to put our hand in your hand. We're going to keep looking to the hill from which cometh our help. We know, Lord God, because we have put you first, that whatever we face, God, we can face it with faith. And God, you will give us exactly what we need in the time that we need it. For this very scripture in Matthew 6 tells us that every bird gets what they need. The flowers are dressed with what they need. How much more, hallelujah, will our Heavenly Father give us everything that we need? Stop looking for trouble. And Lord, we're going to start looking to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, I hope this little word helped to give somebody exactly what they need. Stop looking for trouble and let the Lord handle it. Take them bloodhounds off your trail and know that God's got your back. Day 24, be blessed. You've got favor, and that's no April Fool. Amen.